Amber Billows on Star FM joining us on the line now. We are no longer the two funniest people on this station at this point in time.
I was going to say, I don't think we've ever made that
claim. I don't think we are very funny, but we do have a very funny Australian comedian joining us on the line now. We've got Neil Kolhatka. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
No worries.
Pressure at all, just saying that. Now I have to be very funny.
That's right, mate.
We're not hard to be funnier than. Really, it's not that hard. We are excited to have you on the line, though, because you're going to be in Mildura on June 25th and 26th as a part of the Melbourne International Comedy Festival Roadshow.
Yes, yes I am. I've just been touring around regional Victoria and New South Wales and I'm hitting up Mildura, those dates.
We're very pumped, mate. Now, a lot of people, you're still reasonably new to the comedy game, but a lot of people will probably know you from the viral video you did, Australia in 2 minutes. Now, we definitely cannot play any of that on the radio.
Yeah.
There's some naughty words.
I wouldn't say so. Yeah, just a few.
You've been dubbed as a very promising Australian comedian. You're only 19 years old and you're already, you know, getting the attention of Australians like right across the board.
Oh, I actually turned 20 a few weeks ago.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. No longer a teenager. It doesn't have the same ring to it, does it? Like,
no.
Oh, he's only 19. Like, oh, he's only 20. So what?
Only
like
20's still got a fair bit of a ring to it, mate. You're doing fine, I think. I mean, if a lot of comedians wouldn't be as prominent as you are at this point in 20 as they would have been at 20.
Yeah, I guess so. You know what a lot of 20-year-olds are doing. That's probably something I can't say on air. But we've all been there. Well, I'm there now, I guess.
Tell us a bit about the Class Clowns competition that you took out a few years back.
So that's an initiative run by the Melbourne Comedy Festival, which aims to find stand-up comedians that are still in high school or under 18. And that was the first time I ever did stand-up. That was in 2009. And, yeah, I was lucky enough to win that. I think that was because I just didn't have any, like, I had, like, no expectations of myself, and I was just like, let's just do this and see what happens. And, yeah,
so
walked away with a big novelty check.
Yeah.
That was cool.
So you haven't had that period that most stand-ups go through of, like, getting booed off stage or, like, playing to a room that just doesn't respond at all. You've just gone in and killed it from day one.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
I would. I think that sums it up perfectly, Neil, to be quite honest.
Well, maybe you should come to the gig and boo me then.
We'll be at the gig.
Boo! Neil told us to boo!
Yeah.
You are an online internet sensation with your hilarious YouTube videos, which, as Billow said, unfortunately, we can't play any audio on our show. Make sure you jump online and check out the videos of Neil Kolhatka. Just chuck that in YouTube. We'll put a link up on our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/995StarFM.
After seeing your videos, it's obvious you're fantastic with impressions. Do you have a favourite?
Well, obviously, if you look at my videos, you can't go past, like, the Bogan Aussie impression. You know,
you nail that.
Like, how you going? Like, it's hard for, I was about to swear there. I can do, like, I can just do a bunch of accents and stuff. I have this alter ego called the Cog Dog, which is, like, my rap persona. Because I'm from this suburb in Sydney called Cogra, and I like make out that it's like a huge and massive ghetto, but it's actually not. It's actually like really middle class.
It's quite a nice area.
Oh, living that cog life, you know.
Kind of like Psy with Gangnam Style. Like he comes from a really nice area and Gangnam Style is basically just him whinging about his area.
Yeah, exactly. I'm the next Sigh, obviously.
Well, we hope so, because it's been an absolute pleasure to get you on the show. Billows and I sort of pride ourselves on our accents and having someone who's actually good at doing accents
on the
show.
We are rubbish at them.
We're really bad at it, but you just got to own it.
I reckon I do a pretty good Kiwi one, eh?
This is the Kiwi one, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Bloody hell, that's good.
It's not bad.
It's choices, eh?
Yeah. Come over for fush and chops. It was pretty topical.
That was good. That was really good.
So good.
Where can we get tickets, Amberino?
Oh,
Well, Neil, you're going to be performing at the Mildura Arts Centre as a part of the Melbourne International Comedy Festival Roadshow. It's happening on Wednesday the 25th and Thursday the 26th of June. You can book now at Mildura Arts Centre. You guys know where to find them. Pick up your tickets. See Neil, one of Australia's most promising upcoming Australian comedians. We're very proud of you, Neil, and thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much for having me.